Mishnah on the Ayin Beis of an Aleph. But the Mishnah tells us that certain individuals who forfeit their right to the Ksuba, and the basic reason for it is, generally speaking, the default position in a Jewish marriage is a man is the one who takes the initiative in the divorce. Mishulchom b'beiso. And we spent so much time on the very beginning of the year, we call the severance package. The man, in effect, severs the relationship, so he can't just leave his wife off just like this with nothing. So there is a certain amount of money which is given to the woman, it's a hikuk suba, it's a severance suba, etc. However, the woman makes the marriage untenable, so in fact she breaks up the marriage, she's not entitled to the severance. We call it a termination with cause. She made it the continuation of the marriage an impossibility. So that's what this mission is all about. So das Moshe, Yehudis. Das Moshe means she makes it impossible for them to stay married by feeding him treif. That's obviously they cannot continue in such a marriage. So she forfeited the ksuba because she broke up the marriage. Das Yehudis. Let's read it again. Yotza v'rosha perua. That's the thing we've spoken about the most. But let's take a look at the first Rashi again. Das Yehudis shenagu b'nos Yisrael v'achal gav lo ksiva. So again, we have to go back to this in some detail. Was Das Yehudis something which is can never change or can change? That's what we have to talk about. But the Rashi gives an impression. Nagu b'nos Yisrael v'achal gav lo ksiva. I read it in the Chumash. The minig b'nos Yisrael is Das Yehudis. The impression of everybody's Rashi, as we mentioned again yesterday, is that the distinction between Das Moshe and Das Yehudis is one thing only. Ksiva lo ksiva. If it's written, it's called Das Moshe. The words of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, that's called Das Moshe. And there's Das Yehudis, something which is not written anywhere in the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Nogu b'nos Yisrael lo ksiva. Not written anywhere. That's the impression. It's not a matter of what's more chomer, what's more kal. Again, to review, when the last line of the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah Deraisi, the Siddur Poras Rosh Isha, the Chayim Yisrael, and the Sodom HaSrosh Yisrael, the Rosh. So Rashi again says, Deraisi, Vamayelo Korale Das Moshe. Not asking that, you know, what's more chomer, what's more kal. It's about the semantics, how are you labeling it? If it's labeled as Das Moshe, if it's found in the Chumash, if it's not Das Yehudis, and if it's not right to label a woman who doesn't cover her hair, as a violation of Das Yehudis, when it's ksiva, it's based on the pasuk in Chumash. The pasuk in Chumash would be siyu paras rosh isha when it comes to a Jewish woman who's unfortunately in such circumstances of sota. Again, we saw that the last Rashi, which is very, very important, we'll read it again. Azhara. So the word Azhara in other contexts means a lav daraisa. Doesn't sound the way over here. Midavdina lahachid lenavla midach negamida kumash osasal esnav al bo'ala michlal di asa. The word also is used by Rashi, not by the readers we saw yesterday. But in any event, the word also is not taken from a foreign source. The word on the Ayin Beis and Beis, the most answer is the Raisa Kalsa Shapir Dami. That's Yehudis. Afilu Kalsa Nami Osir. But notice, the word Osir is in the context of Das Yehudis, not an Isir Daraisa. It's an Isir of violation of the normal standards of modesty, which Jewish women in that time and place have accepted upon themselves. That's a simple pshat. So that is called it. It's called an iser, a violation of the proper standards of the sneeze. But an iser deraisa we don't really find. But Rashi does say that the source, Michlal the Asim, may actually mean, according to the first pshat of Rashi, an iser deraisa, potentially. So Rav Moshe seems to understand. According to the first opinion of Rashi, it's an iser deraisa for a woman to go with her hair uncovered in the street. And how do we know? For the fact that to be the Kenegadita, she did an Isser. Her Isser shoe was found in the privacy with her boyfriend. But we assume, based upon this Rashi and other sources, that we talk about the various areas. This number one is the Shuk. And then we have the Chotzer. We get to Chotzer versus Cheder. We'll get to that later on. Where presumably everything is Mutter. And the in-between stage of the Chotzer Darach Mavoy, which is also by because of Das Yehudis, so three different stages. Okay? So one could argue that the word shuk is lavdafka. Shuk is a place where there are many people. So undoubtedly, there's going to be some man who's going to be seeing her in her inappropriate state of having her hair, head uncovered. But what'll be if there's one man there in the room, only one, a sum total of one. But there's a 100% chance he's going to see him because she's showing her hair to entice him or to be involved with him in an illicit act. So it's the same as the shuk. We can argue. Shuk is lavdafka. That's the push-up shot. And the derivation, how can Rashi derive an Easter of a shuk from an Easter of the privacy of a room, presumably, where the Gemara said that presumably in the privacy room was everything's mutter, otherwise the answer is that's in the case where there's no man there. A guy might walk in, that's true. Chances are very small in her room, a little bigger in her yard, a little more in the between the yards, going to the thoroughfare, the Maboy, there goes an increasing chance of how many people are going to be there. There's one man right in front of her, that's the same as the Shuk, he said, alright, that's the push shot in this derivation according to Rashi. Fine, right, Inami. Midasil Pora, Michlal da Hushat Alav Pruah Habs, Shvamina, Eindera Panos Yisrael Latetz Pruos Rosh, the Chenig. So if you remember, we spoke about this at the very beginning of the year, Mabu's opening day of the origin of this man, back in Elul. We spoke about the question of ksuba. It's ksuba d'oraisa. That's what we started about ksubas. What do you mean ksuba? It's a pasuk beforeish. Kesef yishkol kemor absulus pasuk. Yeah. So the question becomes: does that pasuk mean it's mandatory, or that means it's customary? That's a big difference. Not everything that's found in the Torah Kedoshah necessarily mean that the Kodesh Baruch Hu told us it's one of the absolute commandments given by Sinai. Yes. It's found in Torah which was given. We believe every single letter, every single word is given by Moshe Messina. Yes. But it could be that the Torah is simply referring to the custom of the time. And the Torah says, look, there's a concept of Morah Besuz. That's what Ramban says, if you remember. That Morah Besuz was customary. And therefore, the Torah describes in this particular context of the Fatah and Onus, the case may be, that there becomes a mandatory obligation to give X shkolin, which was the custom to be given in the case of an average marriage without any onus of a fat. So it's in there. That was the custom. Perhaps that's true over here too. It's simply the Rashi, that the custom was that the Jewish women all covered their hair when they were married, presumably. And therefore, the Torah makes reference to that. And Luporas Rosh Isha means otherwise it was not Pururosh. It would be an Asara not to do it. Not necessarily an Asara that means it's one of the commandments which is given to Sinai which could never change. No, maybe not. Maybe it means that was a Minhag HaNashim of that time. If the Minhag HaNashim changes, then perhaps it will change too. It's a very radical statement. And if I were the first one to have it on my mind, I'd be afraid to even express it. As we shall see as we go forward, it's been written about before. Yes?
Could that also apply in regards to like wedding rings? The minhag is clear, like now that married women wear wedding rings, but you argue for Rashi would be deprived to wear.
I don't believe that all married women wear wedding rings. Some do, some don't. I don't believe it. Some of the women have engagement rings, they wear that.
Or engagement rings.
All these rings, engagement rings, wedding bands, are not universally practiced. I don't want to get involved in that topic right now. I'm not a fan of engagement rings to begin with. I think it's a very, it can be a very major expense at a time when people don't have any money. And it can be a lifetime worry of losing it or insuring it.
And it's misleading.
What does that mean?
And then, like, if you like, not just an engagement ring, just if, like, if someone, like, wears a ring, like, for jewelry, then, like, you might think she's married and she's not. But that wouldn't really be a bad thing.
So, we spoke about that yesterday via Skype, that someone had suggested that, who is it? You don't have to cover your head. Just wear a wedding band. So I said, we don't have the ability to put two apples on the lapel, which I used on the west side, I told you, or to have a wedding band, or any other kind of sign that we want to use to indicate who's married. We have to follow Kodesh Baruch Hu's way. And therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu is this way, and assuming according to the traditional view, that's a din d'oraisa, the din d'oraisa will never change. Never change. It always has to be this particular manner of indicating, if my theory is right, Darshina Tama the Drosha, that the reason is that we should know in one look whether the woman is married or not. We cannot give substitutes. You put a big sign on your, you know, S for single and M for married, you put it on your forehead, wherever you go.
You know.
It's not the scarlet letter, we'll call it the blue letter, whatever letter you want to call it. You put it right over your S or M, and of course, when you get married, you got to rub. Lasers and get out the S and put in the M. Should have a D later on, you know, or a W. You know, the different states that we have, Ramosa. So that we can't do that. We have only one way. Yeah.
Well, I'm saying that it would be instead of having care, I'm saying in addition to, if you're in a community where one of the ways, and like there are definitely communities where you tell someone to marry or not whether or not to wear a ring, especially. Could you say, in addition to covering your hair, you would also need to wear a ring, because that is the custom of the society?
You're making a chumra gadola. Wow.
That's what it sounds like from Rashi, though.
I don't know if that's true. Rashi does use an expression. What does he say? He says, "Ain derech b'nos shol sent purus rosh." No one's suggesting. "Ain derech b'nos shol nesuos latzeis b'li tabas or kiddushin." That should also be required. I don't know. It doesn't sound right to me, but the question is a valid question.
Oh, Rashi seemingly saying that when there's some kind of like semblance of that idea from the Torah, but not like just random things that. So every single married woman always comes up with a blue shirt, so you can wear a blue shirt.
Maybe. It's just a suggestion. There are no sense wrong. Look, if you want to say that it could change the kula, it could change the chumra too. Maybe they'll put a new thing that becomes. Again, I don't think it's correct, but it's certainly a question that's worth discussing.
At least the minhag has been accepted by most women.
Yeah, I think it's true that most women who are married wear a wedding band, but it's only most. I don't think the fact that the woman decides not to, I don't think it would be a violation of any kind whatsoever. I don't think so. Okay, let's go. That's a good question. Let's go a little bit further. Okay. It's interesting. The first Tana Rashi has a question against it. Maybe we can argue, this is the only source, that uncovering a woman's hair is certainly prohibited in the context of Sota, where she is using the uncovering of her hair as step one, and step two, Rachman Litzlan, is the worst aver in the world, Osinam. But if one uncovers her hair, has no chance that she's going to fulfill the curse of Sota, have one thing lead to another. She won't. She's uncovering because it's too hot outside. Or she just doesn't know about this idea of covering one hair. She thinks it's antiquated. She's not going to do any Nuschas Hashem. Maybe that's why the Tosfos Rid didn't say the word Osur that I told you already yesterday. Yes, as Hora means, it can come Chas Hashem the day Znus. The day's nus, and perhaps what Rashi is telling us is that there's an Isur based upon the parsha of Sota to go out into the street even without Kavanas nus. But the Isur, assuming there is a real Isur Daraisa, maybe it's only with Kavanas nus. I mean, that's quote the Rashi's first trap. You have to go back to the paradigm. The paradigm is, as Rashi quotes it explicitly, why does she do this? Do that. To uncover your hair in order to do znus, that's the Easter Doraisa. But how do you know that it's also without a kavanah znus? Again, Rashi used the word also, the Rid did not. Then you quote the Rashi, no Easter Doraisa proper, it's an Easter, based upon Parshas Sota, to go out even without a kavanah to do znus, chas v'shol. Fine. But again, to the second shot of Rashi, you get the impression, if you ask me, on a simple level, same as Rashi said in the Mishnah. What's that you did? Shenogu b'nos Yisrael v'kav lo k'siva. So what's that Moshe? Nogu b'nos Yisrael u'k'siva. It is k'siva. Then there's one thing. What's his lo k'siva? Here it is k'siva. That's all. So I want to analyze a few things for you, Rabbi Osai. I made reference to it yesterday, but I told you from the beginning, so in the Ma'am Thomas, that although we're learning k'siva stuff, ayin beis, it's impossible to really understand these sugyas properly without looking in the Maravakomas, in the sugyas of Masechta Brachos, So let's take a look just first in the Gemara, and then we'll just see the Rishonim, and Masechta Brachos. Okay. Okay, well, first in the Gemara. The Gemara is very brief. It's a very brief Gemara. The Gemara is as follows. Amar Yitzchak. The whole Gemara is in one paragraph. 1, 2, 3, 4, it's 4.5 lines in this edition. Amar Yitzchak. Tefach b'isha erev. We know what a tefach is, like this. Right? A tefach is exposed. It's an erva. It's a malamai. For what purpose? And we'll see the word istakule does not just mean to see, it means to gaze. Exclamation point. So you're not allowed to look at the woman's, even our pinky, if it's done with the wrong intention, obviously. Ella says the Gemara, Beishto. Okay. We're learning the stuff, the brachas. It's Krishna and Yana, right? It's about this. So if there's a tefach exposed in the woman, so that one may not read the Shema when that is exposed. That's member number one. It's a Yitzchak. Number one. Number two. Omer Avchizda. Shok b'ish erev. We discussed yesterday where the shok may be a calf, it may be a thigh. Shenemar. Gali shok yivri naharos. So you see, there's an inim shok. There's an obvious question. Yeah, what's the obvious question, Rav Osai? Obvious.
If you can't see a tefach, why do you need to tell us you can't see a shok?
What do you need shok for? What's the difference in tefach? What did shok add that we didn't have from tefach? What did shok add which we didn't have from tefach? What does tefach mean?
Shok less than tefach?
Oh, one teretz. Great minds working. One teretz is shok is even less than tefach. Correct. You'll see that that's one teretz. Okay, so we have one teretz so far. There are at least three potential others, which we'll discuss as we go.
What does that mean? Less than.
No. Even if a less than a tefach of the shok is exposed, it's a problem for Krishna. That's what you meant. Right?
Yeah. Good. I mean, I was asking it,
but okay, here's what you meant. Fine, right. So we have so far Rav Yitzchak says tefach, Rav Chizkiya says shok, two more left. Omer Shmuel, Kol Bisha Erva, Shnema Kikol HaRachamarach Nova. I will say for last, because that's really not the same. The other three are parts of the woman's body. This is a voice. Now comes the Rav Sheshes, Seir Bisha Erva, Shnema, Sorech Ke'ed Ero'iz. End of the Sugya. It's a very brief Sugya, but the Sugya has a lot of stuff here. A lot of stuff. Okay, everyone understand so far? Are you able to receive from the back? Big enough? Make it bigger? Bigger? Okay, no problem. I'm sorry. So look at it again. One quickly, you have tefach, then you have, again, ish l'krishma, then you have shok, then you have kol, and you have seir. So all four on the screen. Everyone see it? Got it? Good. Now we're in good shape. Let's discuss here for links.
I mean, are they arguing on one another?
No, Chas v'Shalom. There are different things. Where's the rush? Why are there? It says Tosis rush. What about the plane rush?
I don't think it's part of the
rush. Where do you find rush? Oh,
we're showing it.
Yeah, we're showing it. Ah, get out of this. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. We're showing it. Got it. Rush, we know, say Kayla. Very good. Okay? Rush. Rush quotes the Gemara. Everyone with me so far? Get your quotes. Gemara. Verbatim. And he adds. This is the first edition. V'davar sheragil lios mechusa be'isha. It's a problem. So, it's the first breakthrough. A woman's face is exposed. And the man saying Shema is a woman right in front of him with her face is covered. It's uncovered. According to the simple reading of arts, it's no good, the Kriya Shema. So the Russians know. That's not what the Gemara meant. It means Rav Elias Mechus. Fine. But Davka Ba'acheres. Ava Ba'atzma Varmina Liel Isha Yosheves Aruma V'kol Tzachalos. There's a big fight what the Rush meant. Did he mean that Acheres means a woman in the view of a man, but she herself is no problem, and so too another woman is no problem? What did he mean? Acheres is a problem, even one woman to another woman. So, woman A.
To be exposed?
Huh?
To be exposed?
Yeah. You can't even believe it. Shabbat would be impossible.
From a woman to a woman, like.
Should be no problem. I agree with you.
It would be weird.
It would be weird. I agree with you. But there were those who read the Rush that way. Who said she can't? As long as she's sitting down and the erev is covered.
Men can.
No. Aruma.
No, aruma completely is a problem.
Amina Leila Ishi Yoshevis Aruma, because Chalasa, very nice. She can make Chal. But what about Davin?
Well, the
context is saying Kriya Shema.
What does this mean if I press this? What am I going to get?
One of
the impressions. Let's see what we get. I go Sasha, maybe. Agos Ashri. Avo Baal Elo Yoyocho Lokos Chala Bifnei Yishto Aruma. Coin from Tosis. Let's go back where we came. Back here to where we came. This way?
Click on the top. Tabs.
Ah, back to the Rush. Thank you. Back right left.
She's actually
going back to the Simonah. Oh, yeah. Wasn't worth it. We have to see what the Gemara Baruch talks about, whether a bracha can be made or not. We'll come to that a little bit later.
I mean, she's doing a mitzvah.
No, a question of the bracha. Okay. And then the Rush, all he does is quote the Gemara, quotes this. Only one more thing comes out. Very, very important. Watch this. Kol b'sha'erva pirish l'shmoa v'lo l'in krishma. None of the krishma. It's strange. It's in the sense of the brachas. None of the krishma. He needs to hear kol isha, none of the krishma. Amazing. Finally, Seir B'Yish Erba, B'Noshim Shedarkon L'Chaso Sa'aron, Ava B'Sulos Shedarkon Lelech Pruos Mutta D'Kuos Kenegna. Another breakthrough. If you didn't have this Rush, you'd think, a single girl, her hair is uncovered, you can't say Kriya Shema. The Rush is in your basics, and it's not true. If it's a single girl with her hair uncovered, you may say Kriya Shema. We take it for granted. But until the Rush said it, how do we know? How do we know? The Rush taught us, so that's how we know. And both sides, Emily so far, so a few basic breakthroughs in the Rush. Now the question, do they have any Mefarshim on the Rush here? Nothing. So how do you get Mefarshim on the Rush? I can't try.
The Rush was Shekela. Yeah.
I press Rush on. Where?
After the Rush.
Yeah. Keep going down?
Yeah.
Where? Nothing, only had God's usher. So I can't get it. In other words, the carbon and sand, all that kind of stuff, they have to get on a different system. Because Barlan does not have a picture of the page.
No.
So we never got the bombs of the Rush, anything in the Rush all the year, the whole year, we never got anything about the Rush. The carbon and sand, all the things of this nature. Madana Yontif. We never got it. Okay, that's not good. All right. So what do I need to get then? Get me a page in a rush. Get from some other. I want to show you inside. This is such an important source. You know what? I have a trick way. A secondary source. Not what I want to do, but since I want to bother you with the other sites, we have Shulchan Aruch and Mefarshim, right? Let's see if we look at it this way. Mefarshim. If we're lucky, I'll be able to show this way. No, I struck out. No Kaf HaChaim? Where's Sephardic pride? How does Barlai get away with this? They have Mishnah Berurah, I cannot have Kaf HaChaim. I don't believe it. Okay. So, I'm running out of options gradually. Get me the rush of the page. I'm sorry, I want to show you inside. Because what's critical of both sides, and we have to discuss it, is I want to go right to the heart of the question. What about the issue of something which is a Das Yehudis, but in a certain community, the women, I'm talking about the women who are keeping mitzvahs, you know, bigadol. They don't keep this particular stringency. Would a woman who would follow the custom of the other women in town be in violation of Das Yehudis? Or would she not be in any violation? She's doing what everyone else is doing. How can you fault her? She's just following the...
Can you break up Das Yehudis like by area?
By what?
And then like, can there be such a thing where Das Yehudis in one area is...
Absolutely. Absolutely. In my opinion, Das Yehudis is very, very much time and place dependent. In one particular society, you have to keep this requirement. In a different society, a different requirement. Absolutely correct. That's my suggestion. And what I'm saying, the additional chiddush is, notwithstanding the fact that certain of these requirements are actually found in the Gemara, we saw in the Gemara, for example, let's review again, while he's trying to get the ancient text here,
again. No,
it's Nardar, Shasta. Oh, Shasta. So we go back many pages. Six pages. In fact, another 40 pages. Okay, so it happens. Fifth. Oh, stop.
That's it.
Close enough. Not here, but close enough. How do you go back page?
The previous or next? See right
behind the pages. Well, I keep pressing this thing it'll take me a while to get there. I'll go to the quiz pretty quick. What more should do it? No? Well, sort of do it. We'll start the previous. I'm going to have to go back and forth to the previous page and this page. Okay, watch this. Divrei Chamudos. Very important, people say. Divrei Chamudos discusses this question head on. Bigger. How do you make this bigger? This way?
Plus.
Here?
No, just the plus. Press the plus, and then I'll make it bigger.
Can you see it in the back column? Can you read it? It's too small. I'm going to have to make it bigger, but make it small off the screen. Is that big enough? So is this big enough? The Dava Sharagal is Mechus Abisha. Watch this. Uvalashan Arashba Shekosta Vabes Yosef. Lo nismayt ala poneha yodeha v'ragleha. Right? The Rashba said that the only thing of a woman which could be exposed is her face, her hands, and her feet. V'tzarach l'farish. The shoka, whatever that shok means, we still know what the shok means, to care for a thigh. Eina v'chla ragleha. V'dikos of al shok d'lekamon, d'sricha l'ashminam. Af al pisha v'ish v'gula. K'mosh rasati v'madani yontu. What does that mean? The Rashba gave a different teretz. I asked the Kasha before, who needs shok? Who needs shok?
I don't know. How could it not be?
Slowly. Who needs shok? It's included in Tefa. The Joe gave a teretz. Shok is also even less than a Tefa. That's your teretz. The Rashba gave a different teretz. You'll be Merkel. The Rashba says one thing.
I'll learn fun.
Okay. That shok is coming to tell you that even though a man will typically expose the shok, a woman may not do so. Now, when discussing basketball players or swimmers. And they're talking about plain average citizens who are walking around called the Rashba with their shulk exposed. Men.
Here it's can.
That's right.
How could it mean thigh?
Okay, I'm with you. So now another riot, it means a calf. Otherwise, men didn't walk around in shorts, short shorts in those days. There's another proof. We'll come to it later on. That's second terrace number two. V'kein gamzro seha enon v'chlal yodel. Which means, if it means a calf, then the hand can be exposed to the wrist, but not the forearm. The forearm is the equivalent of the calf. But now we'll come. Watch this then. So next question. If the Rebbezin walks around in a shirt to here, so that means she's in a violation. She's a balas averech chas v'shalom. You mean that the typical Rebbezin could be divorced without a tzuba because of the Gemara has a beferish over here on the ayin beis and beis, where it says, what does it say? B'marez ro selim ne'odom. It's grounds for divorce without a tzuba. So according to this, every woman who wears a sleeve down to here, doesn't go to the wrist, is now subject to divorce without a tzuba. Is that what it means? It says, Umistaber, here's the key. The komokom umokom lefimin hago. Here he's saying it. Komokom umokom according to its own custom. Why? The midi hu tam el the dvaram shavagila shlo chasosa. Lo migri erva. Things that you normally does not cover, it's not called an erva. Shun blo osvi behuli de blank. The chule. I'll tell you the words. Hey, reish. Hey, resh, hey, vav, resh. Hero. But instead of when he used that word, he used the word bechule. That's a euphemism. Okay? Keva the ragel behu, ukid le kaman, gabe kol the seir. We saw before that the seir, we read ourselves. If the hair is exposed by a single woman, it's not a problem. So too, in any community, if the woman walk around with it exposed, it's not a problem. What can you more explicit than that?
How did he allow the face?
The Divrei Chamudas lived in European countries.
They
studied. Yeah, they lived in different communities. Yeah. Well, not they didn't all cover their face where the Beis Yosef lived, but he lived in many places. It wasn't one place, but apparently that was the custom. Now, I want to show you one more thing. Watch this. Watch this. He quotes it off on a Rashba. Shop ish erba. You able to see? V'dafka la'acherim u'la'anoshim. Men! Shem hirur. Abo ba'atzma ho'arina li'el ish yosheves. Nir midvar. Sh'ish sh'ein neseres b'riyas erba acheres. No problem. If a woman, one woman is exposed to another woman, not a problem. Abo nirin divi rabbeinu. The Rush seems to hold. Believe it or not. That's what he read, the way he read the Rush. The kamov ish also there is the erva mamish the erva. Even a man can see a man's erva in Saint Krishma. Came be isha. Okay, and you'll say it's weird that if a part of a woman's body is exposed, it's a problem for a woman. Well, hey, matzino isur the nashim misololos lesbians. Whoa. Now that is weird. But in any event, the way he read the Rush, he actually read it that way. I don't think it's really true, but that's how he did read it. When the Rush said, again, hold on. Let's read what he said. What did he say exactly? He said, Dafka ba'acheres, aval ba'atzmo amin aleel. He understood it to mean, acheres means one woman to another. It's a problem if it's double yes b'chus of ish. Pil le ploya mamish. Well, seems to the Rambam held this way too, but exactly, we assume it's probably not true. Okay. However, Rabbi Osai, what I told you before is the Divrei Chamudas, there is on the same page as a rebuttal, on the very same page as a rebuttal. Dava Shirogal Leos. How do I get this way? Just how do I move to this way a little bit? I get down to the bottom, right?
Yeah. Move this bar all the way down, and then there'll be a bar on the bottom.
Is this the bar?
Yeah.
Parash Shmuel. Pirish. Lafuke mashaderech nashim lios megula kagon haponim vatsavar viyadayim. Her face? Hey, he's a big liberal. Her neck? Hey, we didn't have that looking for. Leave the neck to be exposed, no problem. And her hands. Avol v'nira b'yenai. B'mekil. Sheregilos ha'noshim legalos roseim. Perish the thought. Perish the thought. They go with their, so far we think it means a forearm. Exposed. We'll call that the New York, okay? And here it's even worse than that. It's much worse. Uregilim lios pasuach atzavach ledodeha. Low cut. Really, really low cut, which unfortunately exists today. Even sometimes I go to an Orthodox wedding, Rachmana Litzlan, you see it. Zeh minig ra, v'korah nibahem chukim lo tovim v'tefach b'ish erva. He's arguing with the Divrei Chamudas. Divrei Chamudas said, told him every place according to its own custom. He's saying chas v'shalom. No, absolutely not. Cannot be. Impossible. Okay. This is very, very important. Yes?
Could it be that they have a different definition of Zeruah?
Yes. It's possible that Zeruah means the upper arm. It's possible. We'll get to that. Yes?
It's like he's agreeing with the Rechamudos. He just says, no, it's not always so great to hold by the minhag of the place.
No, he says it's called Tevach Bisharva. The different words would say not that way. No, I don't think he's agreeing at all. I don't think so. Oh, here we go. Problem.
He's giving you a new measurement, though. He's saying that the Tevach not just hair. So you can have a lower neck one than at the neck itself.
We'll have to discuss that, whether that's true or not. That's also every chum may have some room for some leniency, perhaps. I have to get over here to the side. Here we are. So now, some additional important things about science. Watch this. Aval v'sulo shadaka l'chasos v'adin l'saros shemichutz t'samosan she'eno miskase ein choshen lehem v'eshu rogel b'emelo torit v'eshol shem arashma. What does that mean? She has some kind of a head covering and a few hairs stick out, and she has to put a body pin or something to keep it there. But something that has to stick out, the little amount that sticks out, says the rush from the Beis Yotz, says the Divrei Chamudos, according to the Beis Yotz, according to the Rashba, is not a problem. And what's the reason? There's a reason for it. Gives a reason. Whatever you're used to, you're used to. When you're used to that, it's not considered to be a problem. Not considered to be a problem at all. That's what he seems to be saying. Okay? Fine. Get an impression from this. Not only is there no problem with respect to Kriya Shema if the husband or some other man sees it, not a problem for the woman to let it be exposed. What's the nature of the woman's prohibition? The woman may not expose something which the man is not supposed to be seeing. This is what I think. But I have to tell you, and we get full disclosure here, without hiding anything from anybody, is that when I want to say that Divrei Chamudos is correct, and Teferi Shmuel perhaps is not, I run into a major, major, we'll have to go back to Bar Ilan, but that's here.
Responsa.
Thank you.
How much of this conversation is about only during Kriya Shema and just in general?
Most of it is in general. Okay?
Then what's to differentiate that?
Well, see. Mishnah Brura. Let's go right to the top. Mishnah Brura. Because Kriya Shema. It's all in the Rambam Kamos, not restored yet. But if you didn't, you'll see it now, and then you'll chaz it again, you have a chance. The Mishnah discusses this explicitly. Watch this. So the Bechaber said that B'mokha Shadaka L'chasol, so according to the Rosh, Ava Poneh Yodeh K'fi Aminik Shadaras Yotz Meguna Bel Samokom V'chein Peparsos Ragal Ad HaShok. What's the Shok? Watch this. Hu Ad HaMokom Shenikwa K'ni B'losh and Ashkenaz. What's the K'ni? K'ni. K'ni. Okay? He holds that the Shok is the thigh. Right? The Mokha Shadaka Lelech Yochev Muto Likos Kenegdo. Yes?
That's until the knees are not
included. We'll discuss that too. Yes, that just doesn't say.
Eisenhower would disagree.
Okay. The kevan shiragal bahen and obala dehiru. Uvamako shadako lachasos shir and tefach. Kemo shar glufaisha. Avo! Here's the key line. Zro seha vishoka. Afila regilin lelech begula kadecha prutos. Also, klar like the Teferis Shmuel against the Divrei Chavrutas. If Erva goes that way, if it is a certain objective Erva, which includes the quote of Mishnah Berurah, includes what? Zroa and Shok. Now, where did he get it from? Where did he get this from? So here's the Sharon Tzion. Where did he get it from? It's from a source. What are his sources? Ken Kosser, Eliyahu B'Shem Rokeach. Ayin Shon, you look at yourself. Chayodim said it. The Rokeach, I don't think I ever said anything. Okay. But here's the key. V'chein muchach b'ksubis ayin beis amin beis du das Yehudis ayin shom. Avad is das Yehudis. We saw the Gemara. Ayin beis amin beis. Marez roseo livnei adam. But so what? He is assuming, Rabbi Oz, that the Tefer Shmuel, that whatever is found etched in stone in the Gemara as das Yehudis can never change. Can never change. That's what he's assuming. The Maraz Rosev, the other is considered a violation of Das Yudas and Shas Babli, Ayin Beis, Amid Beis, it can never change. I don't know. According to my read of Rashi in the Mishnah, it's not that way. Depends on what the meaning is. What does the word preetzus mean? Recha prudos, close with a dirty name. What does the word poritz mean? Where's the word poritz found in Tanakh? That's exactly. Poritz geder yishchenu nochosh. How can there be a poritz geder if everyone's doing it? Poritz geder means there's a fence, and I'm going right through the fence. But what if I'm not going through any fences. The whole world's doing it in my place.
Fence of Torah. It's not the fence of
like
whatever else
is doing. The fence of Torah is what we would call, you know, whatever's written in the Torah. But if it's not written in the Torah, who says it's the fence of Torah?
Wait, it's not Torah,
right? We'll see. We don't have a Torah, but we'll see. So Rav Moshe has two tshuvas about this, and I want to show it to him briefly. We'll start with a tshuva. Watch this. So that's number one. This is very, Ramosh is very important. The first part, he was even the Taz and the Marshal, his day, it was Rose Magulos. See, even in those days, he said the Dorodea, the Marshal in the 16th century, contemporary of the Ramon, the Machaber. Wow, can you imagine dead problems then? You think it's only started now? I'm not sure what they could be wrong, but that was only down to here. I don't know if they meant that sleeveless. This, I don't know. But again, we'll see what Zerah really means. So let's just give a general background. Rav Moshe, every word of Rav Moshe is worth reading. Hinei Shnei, is it big enough in the back? Shnei Inyane Yisur Hiru. Yesh Echad Mikrod V'Nishmart Mikol Dover Rav Ksubas Memvav. Rav Moshe, we have it on the right Masech. Let's open up. Ksubas Memvav. Okay, that's a different story. Take a look at Bose over here. Watch. The Gemara is over here in the Septic Subas, that Mem Vava Menal. Vinishmat, and we call Dovaro. What does that mean? Rav Pinchas ben Yor, al yaharer odom biyom, biyom le tumah b'layla. Rashi, so yaharer odom biyom, le tumah b'layla. This is Rashi. The samach le kiyev ha'ish, asher lo yiyev tor mikrei layla. Mikrei layla is now sometimes called a nocturnal emission, and therefore the person is thinking about women by day. It was an expression, Ein Mara L'od El Mehura Liba. A person dreams about what he thinks about by day. And it can lead to what some people call a wet dream. So these are all terms which lead to the fact that a man should not be thinking these thoughts by day. Okay, here we go. Mafurish Gemara. Rav Moshe quotes the Gemara. Ksubas Mevav. Watch this. Tumah Laila. She says, Asa Afi Ishto. Shimu Tereslo. The man's not allowed to think about, we'll call it erotic thoughts with respect to his wife, because it can lead to the Tumah Balayla. Not in the context of relation with his wife, but not in that context. The Chay Mash Asa Istakal the Isha Nida. No, it's a mistake. Isha Noah. Oh, every letter counts. I feel the Penuya. Isha feel the Mechueres. That's a Gemara Rabosai, which is not found over here. I think it's found in Mosek Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, Rabosai, Daf Chof Mebeis. That's where this Gemara is also found, but they extend that as well. Okay? Watch this. Uvbigdeit Seba Shalisha, Hamakira. Uvabale Chayim Sheniskokin Zelazu. Animals mating. Avodah Zarah Daf Chof. Not even because there. Ain't no machmas shiahar lasaveira ima. No, it's his own wife. It's animals. No, and with the av shalo yahar lasas aveira machmas there. Also, mishum shizem maybe they tumas carry. Also, lotsi levatola. And although it's not done on purpose, levatola chas v'shalom. Not doing that. Not what they call today masturbation. But at the same time, since he thinks these thoughts by day, it's going to lead very likely to what we call quote unquote tumah balayla. So therefore, it's an Issa Daraisa. That's one Issa. Fine. Vasheni, mikro d'achrei nechem. Lo su achrei nechem. We say it every day. The Dorsh b'brochos at Yibayz. Zehir aveira. Moses achrei levavchem is minus. And achrei nechem is nus. Eino mitzad chashash es hotzo zeh levatol. Elu Issa melahara lasas aveira des nus. As it says, Achrei Nechem, Hira Vodazorah, Achilavach Hira Vodazorah, to Lavar, Isra Vodazorah, Shah Torah, Osrabahu, Ava Machshava Lavar. Okay? Aye, it says in Kiddushan, I'm a test in them, that's only Avodazorah. No. So with the Onesh Misa, Achrei Nechem, not Nisa Misa. In Avodazorah, we don't find it such a, so, that serious. The Kitsa Nimrits, Rabbi Osai, what's he saying? Watch this. Go to the Sugis HaGemara. Oh. What's he saying over here? Look. Nobody's to be some of these things. That's such a terrible, terrible, terrible avera. Rav Yochanan says, the moti zer levatolachai of Misa, neighbor of the gam, bizbol, is there the hero, nami, ein zer levimisa, v'shamayim, shumisa tivis, Lo in the fila? No, he says that's only been motzi via dying on purpose. That's chayv misa. Lo yotzi b'mena dehiru shlo b'masa. No, come on. Hamotzi. Motzi is by hand, manually. Erva onan. Hotziu via dying. Either through the hands or what the Gemara calls Masechta Yevamos, dosh mi b'fnim v'zor mi b'chutz. It's called that the dafka didn't want the wife to come pregnant. So the Hotzah Zerah took place outside the woman's body. That's also called Biyadayim. Okay? Let's go on. Doesn't say, call a baby after they hear her, it's Chayv Misa. Doesn't say that. No. And that's why I want to say a general statement. That some people, they go crazy about this Aveira, and then they put themselves with deep depression. Sometimes some of these breastless Svarim have to watch out for them. They go crazy. It's a natural thing. Yaakov Avinu, says it, Kochi Veracious Oni. Yaakov Avinu, he would tell you he got married, Laurent, carry me over. No one here is Yaakov Avinu, and no one should think he's going to be like Yaakov Avinu, so forget about it. Okay, we're not Yaakov Avinu. So yeah, this person should avoid it, of course, but don't get into a depression, because the person's not perfect in this area. It's very, very, be very careful about that. Okay, anyway. Fine. L'chein yesh chiluk. Bin Noshim, watch this. Women, what's the application of a woman? The Beisur here mikvah the Benishmarta less to then a garment and Shem Devar bimit the Mishra in either. Garnished. There's nothing wrong with a woman thinking about these kinds of thoughts. As such, there's no analog So the man's sin, they're both the same thing. But I always pay attention to the Sefer HaChinuch. You pass the by somewhere the Sefer HaChinuch?
This is some stretch. The Briskers would have to argue with this.
Yeah, probably all the Briskers would do argue with this. But where's the Sefer HaChinuch? I must have. I passed it right by. Where was the Chinuch? Must have just. Oh, Chinuch Shevesi. I must have just slipped it by. I don't know where the Chinuch is. Anyway, Abel Isa is there. Ein lochus bistaklos of the rias balechaim is kokim. Shekolelo darshinim ibn shvatim shurakla sholli ve yisor zel avatola sholes zel benoshim. The lochus shema tovonim izel ahar lasas yisurum lab lihibor lo osala. Lo matzina shashayim lo matzina bistaklos of adomim. Kudash on sheyu anoshim mutoros to stak ad Rabbi Yochanan shesolke bitvila. One brooks. Rabbi Yochanan was a very handsome guy. So when he came out of the Bissa Mikla, he would sit there and they'd look at his fancy, his beautiful face. Ach yesh isur acher benoshim within das Yehudis. So the snag the pritzus ksubas ayin beis. Watch this coming up now. Avo mitzad ze hu rak ishehi atzma osa kach. Avo kshederach kol hanoshim v'iroh kein en shayach lahach shivzah lepritzus. V'ein chiluk originally. Right now, and lahach shiv zela meister pritzus, but lesser ale can't. Ella, viderech chasidus tznius yisera v'tol v'ebroch. How do you like this? Rav Moshe saying, poritz geli yishchelu nochosh. But what will happen if the last 40 years people moved that fence where it was and they moved it all over there? 15-yard penalty. They moved it over 15, and now what was used to be completely unacceptable became acceptable. So if the woman goes, what's acceptable in the town with all the other women? Now you're not right. Maybe she should move to a different town, because while she's living in that town, you cannot call it preachers. Preachers means you went through the fence. The fence was moved already before you. That's what Moshe is saying. Chiddush Neira. What?
but according to that logic, like in a conservative neighborhood, like girls are wearing like all kinds of like short shorts.
What about short shorts and tank tops or low cut, whatever they call? That's also what they're called, Rav Moshe. Is that what he's saying?
It's more so from that perspective. He's not saying it's much of a guy.
Oh, he does say chassidus and sneers yisera. That's not surely.
He says from that perspective, he has two issues for men, one issue for women, and then a second issue.
So I'm asking, is it permissible for a woman to walk that way? Now, one could argue. I mean, you know, I hope none of us lives in these kinds of communities, but of course, the question is going to become a community where the women all dress. You know, we'll call. Substandard by all stretches. You know, they go in some places, the beach communities, they're not much walking in bikinis in the street. Okay, what could we can't.
Times clear.
Really?
The sun.
I thought it's only in the beach communities. Okay, wherever it is. Wherever it may. Huh? Manhattan is a beach. Does have a lot of waterfront, yes, but okay. But you see what that is. So I'm asking the following question. What's pshat? The pshat is that the men in those communities are used to hero, and they do have hero when they see the women who are dressed so poorly. Well, no, they get that since they're used to it. Nothing happens. It's just like you walk by when a woman is dressed completely from head to toe. Which of the two is true? Dirty question, huh? That's not so simple to answer that question. It's a pshat that when men in beach communities walk in the street, it's the same as a man in Meir Shalom walks in his street, right? They're the women that are covered from head to toe, and they're the women that are not covered at all. Yeah, I'm used to this one, I'm used to this one. Same thing? Is that really true? I have my doubts. But I do have a certain, I would like to impose certain, at least minimal standards as we go. But so far, I'm motioning to say, I'm sorry to say, but it sounds like you're saying basically anything goes. It's not for this perspective anyway. not considered a violation of pritzus. Pritzus can't be right. It can't be pritzus. Rabbon say, Rabbi Moshe doesn't know the tshuva. Again, we're skipping to the end. I don't have time to read the whole tshuva now.
Would it make a difference if there's a guest in the community?
That's a good question. Good question.
What was the shot?
They should just like have like one like modestly dressed person like each time, just so, like she makes the average like higher.
And I want to suggest the other way around. Have one bad one, so take them and move the average down.
What was the question that Rav Moshe was asked to give for that?
In that we don't know what the question was. Now let's go to Rav Moshe's seconds. We'll start from the beginning again. Nishalti b'dvar isha shenis almana, a widow, utzricha lefarnes bonel, to support her children. Ve'ena motza listake lemisra shiyel kide lefarnes bonel, ala b'im lo tachas es rosha kshetia b'hofis. Misrad, lava b'misrasa im rosha, im rasha, may she remove a shetel in order to get the job. Hey shafti, yesh lahate lav b'tzorach gadol. Why? To poshut, to afla b'shmuel v'adogol merivava, b'simcha falav simchot nei, shesavi mirushalmi, shegam almana asur lalechas pruas rosh. That's what's left for the moment. Hurak mitzad. Das Yehudis, the Midoraisa who rock Beishas Sishnev. I told you this yesterday on the Skype. I'm assuming that not everyone who's Rav Moshe here either. But we're assuming Rav Moshe is correct. He's not married. How can he be Midoraisa? She's not married right now. Single. Okay, fine. Lochein, Kevin Shiesh Lefarish, the Me'achash Lonema B'Torah B'Loshin Iser, who rock Chiyuv Asay, Shetelech B'Kisi Rosh. Rav Moshe suggests it's not that it's a lavera to go with your head exposed; it's a mitzvah to go with your head covered. Sounds like a bunch of words. We're playing with words over here. No, that's all the difference in the world. You see, watch. Umestavam is daiti. Shemaz a pligi beis on the shonis for Rashi k'subasayim beis. Oh, Rashi, our famous Rashi. Beferish el fusa the lishna kama shapirish vidav dina lehachi lenav lebida kenegad bida kamosh asur lisnas bichal the asur so vishu iser. So we'll listen. And the Ritvas, according to this, from Shana Rashi, Priyas Rosh, Pritzu Leisha, Shulachain Vadehu Iser. Pritzus, and Iser, okay. Well, Lishna Basra, Shapirish Vidaksevu Pora, Bichlal, the Haishai, the Lab, Pruahava, Shmamina, Ein Derech Benos Israel, Lotzeis Pruas Rosh, Mashma. The winyan mitzvah oleo loleches bekisi arosh velo inyan iser. Rakshim and Melan asa iser do veras ala essay. Sholeches pros rosh. Umas Rashi de Kainikar. There are Moshe took the second lashon in Rashi. And if Ayan Bezam and Alf, the last few lines in Rashi, let's see it one more time. Ayan Bezam and Alf and Rashi, we've seen it already at least twice. What did Rashi say? Midachsibu pora. V'chlal da hushat olav pruah havis shmamino de enterech b'nos yisrael says pruah sosh means according to Rav Moshe it's an assay for all generations to go with your head covered. We are suggesting maybe even less than that, just recording the custom of the b'nos yisrael. No, it's an assay, not a los assay. Zok Rav Moshe like this, unbelievable. Watch this. V'chil gadinu. The Yemu Iser Yesh Lesser Af Behefsa Gadol Shetasim Kol Mamona. One may not violate an Iser even if he loses all his money. Sorry. Avol Yemu Rakhiv Asay Havegam Ones Mamon the Yosef Michomesh Ones the Vasei Chai Rakat Chomesh. It's a mitzvah to cover your hair. You're not required to give up more than 1/5 of your money. Poor Alman has no money, no job. She's allowed to take off her head cover. But okay, Kol shu hefzik the chomesh the chaz of the yosek. Gehod ein masegas misro larviach the chiyus the chiyus manel who ones sheni mechuyemes lish the basa shuika. Zok Rav Moshe. Ach mikol mokom be'eishis ishu da raisa yesh less the misafik pirish lish the kama the rash. That's taking nothing on a chance on the raisa. Shesov eshu isur. Shulachen yesh leser al lefset dechol mamona. Avo bi almona shurak das yudis yesh lahokil misafik devadai lochomer misa derabonon shesafik lekula. So Rav Moshe says since it's a suffix, whether the das yudas applies in amana, applies was iser or to mitzvah, we assume it's only a mitzvah, and therefore for a hefset of 1/5 of her money or more, she can remove her head covering. How do you like that? And now the punchline, which relates to our present topic. The last line, almost like a throwaway line. V'yesh gam lomar, she'ulai das yehudis, hurak midine minig. She'ein leser ba'ofa shlamatzinu she'nagu. Rav Moshe is saying, as we said, as he saw in Tzamach Tes, as well as this is Nun Zayin, that it's an issur to go against the minig in that place. So if the minig in the place that married women cover their hair, but widows don't, or divorcees don't, it shouldn't even be required in that community. Rav Moshe didn't go that far. What did he say? Shalomatzinu shenagu, uvamokom hefset, lomatzinu shenagu. How do you like that? We have no evidence, says Rav Moshe, that women who are widowed cover their hair if they would cost in their entire panosa. To me. My observation is, that widows either cover the hair or don't cover the hair. I don't know if that makes a difference about the panos. But we'll see soon about it as a second show about this, by finding a shidduch. We'll get to that a little bit later. Fine? Now, it's interesting, Rabosai. I want to show you something which I think is very, very important. I asked you before, why does it say shok? It already said tefach. We have somewhat two answers. Joey's answer is that shok is also even less than tefach. And the Rashba's answer is, b'chila, that it's teaching you shouldn't think that a shok is permissible for a woman because men walk around traditionally with it exposed. Which that gives the impression it really means the calf and not the thigh. The Prima Gadin talks about this question. Prima Gadol discusses this very question in commenting on this Siman Ayin Hey. What happened? Start again. Watch. In Siman Ayin Hey, the Prima Gadol and Rabbi Osai asks this kasha. He asked this question. Okay, watch. Teva Misha'erva, Shok Misha'erva. It's Gilim Pirushim. Rien, what do we need Shok for? Aleph. Kiddush Yerashba, Shok Kubaka Tzino B'isha, as opposed to Ish. Okay. Be'ez Habach, Shok B'ishto Pochos Mitefach, Have the erva the Krishna. Hey. The Bach is on your side. Hey. Nice. Bach. Gimel. The Rav Chista Balomar. The Beisha Acheres Pochos Mitefach Nami. V'nokit Shok. Who Adin Sharevam Avuchusin. Who Kagos Vaimonius Krishna Per Gimel O Samach. What does that mean? What does that mean? That means a new word. That tefach v'ishtol krishma, but for some other woman, even less than a tefach is included in the violation. Why they choose to use the code word of shok? For whatever reason, it's a code word. Shok means what it means. It means less than a tefach and any other woman, but your wife is a prophet krishma. Three answers. Your answer. The Rashba's answer. And the answer of them will call the Hagos Minus. Give
them. Can we turn the third answer?
Sure. Let's take a look in the Hagos Minus. Okay, we'll get to the Rambam and see the Hagos Minus. There's the Rambam. Farshim. Whoa. This is off the page. And we're on the page. I missed the Aladah. Very first one, it goes minus. It was Krishna. It's like God's marriage is in Hilchos Kriyasha. What do we say? What did it say? Paragimel?
Yeah.
Gimel. Here we go. Watch this. Hani mili v'ishto, Ashir Tefach. Aba v'isha acheres, afilu dobakot mi tefach. V'chein shok v'isha. Prima Gaudim understands it to mean that shok v'isha is simply a code word. What it really means is, isha acheres, less than a tefach. So you have three answers. Joy's answer, that shok in general, as opposed to other organs, is less than a tefach. That's a bach, said the parents. Then you have the Rashi, the teacher, Sunua B'ish, not B'ish. You have the Ghost Mighty tell you that any other woman, any part of the body, less than tefach is no good. Rabosa, I have a fourth answer. Yes?
How do you see that from the Ghost Mighty? It seems like he's just saying that's not what
Shok B'ish. Right. That's an interesting thing. If a chain Shok B'ish, Prima Gaudim understood it to mean, Shok B'ish is exactly what he said in the previous chapter of the law. I wouldn't necessarily say that. Okay, but the teretz exists. Whether the Ghost Maimon meant it, or the Prima Gaudim meant it, it exists. Rabbi Osa, what's the fourth and most obvious answer, which the Prima Gaudim never even quoted? What is it? Rabbi Osa, wake up. What's the fourth answer that the Prima Gaudim never quoted?
One's
creation,
not one's
general.
No. What's that,
someone
else?
Tefach refers to somewhere besides the show. Yeah, so what special at show?
Always
that's it! Ellie gave the best answer of all. Shok is objective error. Every other part of the body tefach depends upon what the minig is in that place. But shok doesn't depend on what the... Who cares the minig? It's awesome anyway. Why did nobody give that answer?
Mishnah Berurah contradicts that, doesn't he?
That's my proof against the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah gives his answer and says that shok and zroah are objective error. To which I say, if that's true, then why did the Prima Gaudim, why is it the Gimel should be Dalid? It's the best answer of all. That Shok and Zohar are objective, everything else is subjective. Why is that answer not in print? You know why? It's not true. Because the Chavudas is right. If the Feresh Shmuel and the Mishnah Berurah would be right, how come no one gave this answer? The most obvious answer of all. Pilei Ploy. Pilei Ploy. So how do we pass the level of Maisa? How do we pass? Well, let's go to links. Back to Shulchan Aruch. Over here.
How does the Maimonides square with the thing we learned about the Baikala? That you can be Arum, the Baikala.
We'll get to that. We have a chance, Mr. Shem. Okay. What does it say in Shulchan Aruch? Tefach Magula Beisha, the Mokma Shadaka the Chasos, that comes from the Rush. Afilu hi Ishto. Also, Nikros Krishma Kenegda. So the Mechaber left out Shok completely. Not fine, it's not here. If your Pshat is right, he has to say it. Chidash Nifla, less than Tefach.
I think I agree with that.
Slow. If your Pshat is right. If, Rabbi Osai, if Hagos Maimonides' pshat is right, he has to say it. Who says it as a matter of fact? The Rambam. That's Hagos Maimonides. Yesh Om Davka Bishto. Ava Bisha Acheres Hafilu Pogos Mitev Havi Erva Hagos Maimonides Perigimel. Once we're on the top, let me finish the Rambam. V'nirim V'dimri Arosh. The Tev Bisha Erva Hafilu Lisha Acheres. Akshe Ba'atmi Yechol Likvos Hafa Bisha Yaruma. V'yel Simenai and Dalet. This is what we saw, what you call the weird. But that the Ramah quoted it from the Rush. The Mishnah Berurah was a big machmas, it's not true. The Rush never meant it, it's not true. It's not true. You wonder about when you press links on minus over here, just to share for a second. Where's minus? Just to share for a second about the Kotz of Chalas. Watch this. Okay. Im Eim Aruba, so the woman is naked. Sarach Shate Erva Shalahan Tuchos Bekarka, Osho Shemis al Shar Dabar. And then she can make a bracha. She can make a bracha wearing nothing, as long as she's sitting on the floor. So the Erev is touching the floor, not visible. I mean, I'm not recommending this. Rabbo said, please, don't go home and tell your wife. I mean, new exercise. But technically speaking, it's mutter. I just wanted to show it to you, because it's, you should see it. Okay. Right, back to ironing. So is everyone following me so far? So let's chazer again. The three answers found in the Prima Gun. The Mechaba left them all out. Shogun was not found. The Rambam quoted the Hagos Maimon by name. Never mentioned Rabbi Osai. I'm sorry, Joey's answer. I feel bad for it. It's not mentioned anyway so far. But what's most striking is that the other, Ellie's answer, no one quotes. It would have been the best answer of all. Objective error. But the fact that no one quotes, I think that it's not true. I think it's not true. Now, who Paskins Ellie's answer? Let's take a look. Let's learn who's the Taz, who's the people got him. Who's this? This is Mishnah Berurah then. There's two links. Instead of guessing. Okay. Watch this. You made it big time. Petur Kasab. V'chein im shokim begulos. He did quote shok. Mechaber did. Nireshu kamashulam. Tafilu beishto upochos mitevach asur. Shumokum hiru yosim isharimurim. You made it. The Torah said it. The Taz said it. The Mechaber Amar didn't quote. But nobody quoted the potential answer of objective erva. The Mechaber passes like the Rashba, Rabosai. There's no need to write down Shok. Shok was just a maramakum. Don't think that Shok is considered Megula because it's Megula in men. But there's no Chiddush in it. I mean, that's the Chiddush. Once you know the Chiddush, not necessarily put in Shulchan Aruch. That's why the Mechaber left it out. Pasuk the Rashi. Clear. It has to be that way. Fine. Now, both sides. I want to show you the. I have to go back to Shulchan Aruch for a minute. Where are we? How is the Arabic connector? The head is a part of the mena. Osha otzam einov. What's balaylo? He's blind. Mutalikros. The beria talarachmana valochazila. Unbelievable. The mechaber pasuk closing your eyes works.
When you're seeing like
it could be a woman's naked opposite you. You're closing your eyes. Great. See no evil. Although paskin the mechaber. The mechaber pasuk. Mechaber passes away. Do we accept that halacha lemaisa? Accept the halacha lemaisa? Hard to believe. So the question now becomes: what's the nature of these yisurim? This can be found in a briefly. Let's see. We have Chai Adam somewhere? It's a different category. Sifri Halacha Min. Where is it? Nishmasan. So in Chai Adam, this is found. Rabbosai, this did. Klal Dalet. Watch this. Can Kosu Kol Apostle, the Pomos Mitev of Mutter. Adi Rabba quotes, some say it's Asur. Yes, Shomer, but he doesn't pass no way. It's Levush, quotes the Mechaber. Afilu Dasa goes, Maimini. Ein Olam Adi Rabbona. The Lom is Tabak Klal Omar. The Mashu Nikwa Erevim and Atorah La'acherim. Oh yeah, Erevim La'bailo. The Mashna. So if a man sees a woman other than his wife and is less than a tefach, Hagod smiling, he says, "Us, that's only the rabban." In a milsa de pshita, to say of a kol after amina davi erva, and the rabbanan shelo matzino b'krosh and nikra erva. The kevah de matzino should davar noily be shakvish rashi shalom the chinosu chachamim who adin pachos mi tefach. So the rabbanan. He's a nearly. That bekayim lebeshulchan aruch sof siman ayin hey. That filat simas and I'm lo mahani against the mechaber. We don't accept the mechaber's stop. Let's close your eyes. Words we'll see soon. Hanudavka be'erev mamish. Mamish, the person is exposed. Habamash and also lebeshulchan de lo yovel lehirer. Kevin shematzim ain't a mutter. So you can close your eyes. If it's not erev mamish, you can close your eyes. Ach tzarachim. V'tefach magula v'chein b'shok shematzina b'kosh nikwa erva togol emosech tzarechin im avi erva doraisa is the shok an erva doraisa nafkemina im ahani atzima seinayim if it's a doraisa closing your eyes will not work Rabosai will not work Lashon Rambam one hold on nafkemish v'adik asafti klal gimel. The davar she'asim in Torah, but tefila tzorach lachzor. You have to daven all over again. Say shema all over again. With the rice. Do you believe this? Daven all over again? Do you pass it? Tzorach here? The rice, yes, you're about to know. Lush in the Rambam she'kosa. Kol guf isha erva. Leficha lo yistakal beguf isha shukorei v'chulei. Mashma tafka she'mistakalos. Abo k'shematim einav mutter. Uve ervo kosav atchiach zipodov. Mashma in elam de rabbona. What do you mean? What's the rabbona? What's the rabbona? But ervo mamish, it's the rice. You have to turn your back. Close your eyes, won't help. But it's only a tevach bisha, not the ervo mamish, the mokon ervo mamish. The rest of the body, he says it's the rabbona on rabbona side, and you close your eyes, it's good enough. Hey, talk about a kula. I was saying, if we don't pass it like the Mechaber in Siv, that even the Erev of Mamash is enough to close your eyes, if the rice to close your eyes won't help, but everything is the fellow's wearing underpants, or the woman's wearing underpants, and then the rest is exposed, right, to the woman. He's saying it's a Derabbanan, so he's passing, believe it or not, Derabbanan, and hence closing your eyes will be effective. It's, I mean, if it's true, it's great news. It's great news.
Can you just, like, walk somewhere else?
Yeah, it should, but let's say it's difficult. I was once at a wedding with a very chosh of a rov, and the women were not dressed appropriately. What can I say? You know what he did? Came to Berachas HaMazon. We were a table, there was a wall behind us. He took his chair, and did 180, and he benched facing the wall. He's right. Right, I mean, that's what it says. It's the opposite product.
I did that in the restaurant Greatness
Okay,
I mean, how is the Chayav different than the Shulchan Aruch?
No, he's saying many more things.
Oh,
no, the Shulchan Aruch, if I care, Shulchan Aruch is a bigger maker. Yeah. Shulchan Aruch, you can even look at it, close your eyes, if the Erev Mamish in front of you. Yeah. Well, it's totally naked, you close your eyes. We don't pass that way. And the Chayav explains why. Erev Mamish is the Raisa. But the rest of the woman's body, Tevach Mish, is the Rabbanon, so he suggests. And closing your eyes should work. And certainly, he says, Pachas v'tefach. Certainly, it should work. But he seems to be going further than that. He says he thinks that even the rest, Erva Mamash, we pass them, you can't close it, one out. But what is this level of the hero? Less than a tefach, right? What about more than a tefach? You get an impression that even that's not a problem. Because the Rambam said that you can't look at a tefach bishop. Means you close your eyes would work. And so Chanash Nishmas Adam is suggesting. Is suggesting. Now, the Rambam is a major problem. He quotes the Rambam as if it's backing him up, but it's a major problem with the Rambam on a bunch of different levels. And one of them is the actual gears of the Rambam. And I put on the Rambam comment for the first time all year, if I'm not mistaken, Shinu Nuschos in the back of the Frankel Rambam. There'll be a run on them tomorrow morning. There are a lot of them. It's Sefer Avo. I found none in Novi Spanish. Maybe the guys took them out already. So you can get downstairs or whatever. You get your hands on it. I'm not sure if you get your hands on the Frankel Rambam because it's very, very important. Rambam. What exactly did the Rambam say? So whatever I show on the screen is only one gears. Just a free FYI. Right, three different gears off. Paragimel. Watch this. Talks about Tzoa first. Kishem shu also the kusnega Tzoa. Kam also the kusnega Erva. Ad sheyachzir ponov. You turn your face around. You turn your body around. Half your body around. I feel the kusio kotlo yikra kinega Erva. I'm talking about a man now, not about a woman. The man is completely naked. Erev is exposed. I feel the mechita shel schuchas mavsekes however who droa also because that she acts upon him. To my brothers, the year of God, Maria told the Rachman, gotta actually turn around. Then he says, v'chol guf for isha erev. What does that mean? Shein the scores in the back of Frankel. I don't even get it on this edition, but I'm slow. The ficha lo yistakel beguf o isha shukore. Now we have two verbs. Vafilu ishto v'im haya begula tefach begufa lo yikon connector. This is it. Just understand this line in the hip. What does it mean? V'chol guf o isha erva l'ficha lo yistakel beguf o isha shukore. And the next two verbs, there are four permutations. First and second, we have in this print here in the Bar Ilan, or neither, or one, or the other. It's going to be a major difference with how the vavs turn out. So how do you read this Rambam? So the Nishmas Adama says, look, the Rambam says it's good enough, as long as you don't look. When is it not good enough? Erev Mamish. If there's mamash and makam erva exposed, you have to turn around. Anything short of that, it's enough just to close your eyes. As I pass the Nishma, so based on the Rambam. That's not the only way to read this Rambam. Not at all. One way to read the Rambam is, watch. Well, you can connect the means, you have to turn around. Here it says, lo yistakel, or close your eyes. Here it says, lo you can connect the means, you have to turn around. The way I read this Rambam, if I can't finish my sudden, a Megula Tefach, you have to turn around. It's not enough to close your eyes. So when is it enough to close your eyes?
Just four.
Presumably, less than a Tefach. And that's one way to read it. That's how Nishma Sodom started. Less than a Tefach is certainly the Rabbanon, so for that, it's enough to close your eyes. But a Tefach Megufisha perhaps would not be enough. Would not be enough. Now, I'm not sure if we have on the Rambam links who we have and who we don't have. Oh, no. No Rabbeinu Manoach over here. What is this? A Rishon. They all call the Rishon Achron, they all call the Rabbeinu Manoach. How can that be? Rabbeinu Manoach understood it means every bit of the body is a nerva, based on our brachos of Dal. Havitztake el afilu be'etz pektano. Now, is there any truth to this? Absolutely. But let's take a step back and see when it's true and when it's not true. The Rambam writes, "Lichus Yisurei Biyim." What does it say over here? Habistakel afilu bet spaktana shalisha v'niskaven lehonos k'mishin istakel mocha batorit afilu shmol kol erva oliras tzaros. Here the Rambam tells us that mistakel is us. Correct. Niskaven lehonos. Niskaven lehonos. Here, back in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, presumably he's answering things which he did not answer in the Surabiyah. There's a higher standard you're held to when you're saying Shema. A higher, not a lower standard, a higher standard. Let's review. Hilchos Kriyas Shema writes what's not answer in the Surabiyah. What is that? What is that? Listakel v'etz b'ktanas Rabbeinu Manoach, even without kavanah lehonos. Etz b'ktana, this guy, when they harness his arsi without Shema. So what's the specialist of Shema? Etz b'ktana, kol gufa isha, without kavana lehonos, rabosai. Wow. So what's the correct girsa? Just we have another minute or two. What's the correct girsa in the Rambam? So what's the correct girsa, Rabbi Osai? Rabbeinu Manoach, what is this girsa? Here we go. Watch. B'chol guf ha'isha erva. Lefichach, lo yistakel b'guf ha'isha k'shu korei. Right? Because the entire body is considered a problem. Ve'im, with a vav. Ve'im. Hoya magula tefach megufa, lo you can connect them. That's his gifts. For the Bekomas HaMechusim. It's magula shalokadin. Treat as an ever mamash. You gotta turn around. You gotta turn around. What? The opposite of what other than Medayak is around. You have to turn around. What about a Mokka Magula? Her hands, her face, her fingers. No need, Rabosai, to turn around. Close your eyes. It's good enough. Or less than the Tefach, Rabosai, close your eyes. But more than the Tefach, where I read the Rambam, no! Lo yikra kinegda. Closing your eyes presumably will not be effective. Okay, we're both sides. We're out of time. We've had a nice haskalah today. More brachos and ksubas, but everything that come around. Don't worry. But you should see the Maramakamas tomorrow as much as you can. Okay.